So you
Okay,
think
Hilchos Tisha B'Av.
you think are you
We
saying
are
what
at
day?
Taf Kuf Nun Tet. All right, that's Minhagei Tisha B'Av Din Mila B'Tisha B'Av. Okay. Just a quick thing from yesterday when we discussed Havdalah, when Havdalah falls out, when Tisha B'Av falls out Motzei Shabbos Sunday, so then normally we're all fasting. And we're not going to say Havdalah until Sunday night, Motzei Tisha B'Av. So just to point out two things here, if a woman is going to say need to eat, so then she needs to say Havdalah in order to eat. That's what almost everyone writes. So she should say. Some say it's better for the husband. This is from the Shevet Alevi and Piskei Tshuvos. It's better for the husband to say Havdalah, let her drink the wine, and everyone who's in the room listening is Yotze. So that's, but otherwise she definitely is allowed to say it herself. That's not a question, it's just, we know that in general, for other issues, a woman, it's better for her not to say Havdalah ideally, and even though she's Chayev, let her, it's a suffix if she's Chayev, right? But Lamaisa, we say she is Chayev. But it's better to have a man say it for her, ideally. This is, well, the concept of the man usually saying it's all year. So now, if it's a time, let's say Tisha B'Av is Saturday night, she needs to eat for health reasons or whatever, he cannot eat. So either she says it herself, or some say it's better to have the husband say it for her, but she drinks the wine. Just make sure the guy who's holding the cup doesn't slip and take a sip. And then as far as I know, I've also seen that we don't make Havdalah for children. I believe that's the general minhag. I'm not 100% sure by everyone, but I think children who are eating do not say their own Havdalah. They just eat after Shabbos, and they just wait for the father, for the household to say Havdalah. That's what's mentioned in Dirshu as well. So I haven't seen anyone who says otherwise. Now, one other little issue I wanted to bring up, because I slightly misquoted the Ramah yesterday. During Shavua Shachalbo and Tavkuf Nun Aleph, when there's Havdalah during, or the 9 days rather, so the Shulchan Aruch writes that we do say Havdalah on wine, but the Minhag of the Ashkenazim, the Ramah writes, what does he say? Give it to a Tinuk. In our siman that we did yesterday, Taf Kuf Nun Chet, or Zayin, when we spoke about Nun and Vav, actually, when we spoke about a person who needs to eat during Tisha B'Av, if Tisha B'Av falls out on Motzei Shabbos. So that's a little bit different scenario. So when it comes to Shavua Shachalbo, so the general most right, it's better to give it to a tinok and let him drink the wine. Now, the tinok also is, anytime you give a wine to drink for a tinok, the tinok always has to be bar chinuch. He has to be old enough to, you're teaching a mitzvah, so he kind of understands the Kadosh Baruch Hu, what's going on. And so that's the minimum age. Otherwise, you can't use a three-year-old to be yotzi through a mitzvah to drink the wine. So the minimum age is probably 6, maybe 7. In general, the maximum age, so some speak out, some don't talk about it, some speak out the concept of you don't want him to be at the age of where he's noheg avelus, or he understands the concept of avelus. So in Piskei Tshuvos, he writes age, you have the window between 6 and 9. But Dirshu or others, you quote Rav Chaim Kanievsky, who says nowadays people don't really grasp the churban and avelus. So you have until 13. So he has the window from 6 to 13. So I don't know. Rav Karelitz says, if you have a boy who's learning and understanding Gemara Tosfos, then he's mistama, he's able to at least grasp on a minimal level of Avelis. So I don't know. So that's that. Many poskim write when it comes, or it's by Ashkenazim this situation comes up, If a sick person is going to say it on Motzei Shabbos, on Tisha B'Av itself, so then many write, you can also do Chamar Medina. It's a question which is better, give it to a child or a Chamar Medina, but it does seem to be that it's better to give it to a child because Yayin is more important. The Ramah only discusses giving it to a child. We know by Hilchas Havdalah and Aruch HaShulchan and others point out we don't want to do Havdalah on Chamar Medina if you can do it on wine. So again, it's just a little bit of a question. And generally the minhag is everyone says we do have Chamar Medina nowadays. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky, because the Chazon Ish didn't like Chamar Medina, he said maybe we don't have nowadays. So he would never use Chamar Medina, he would always give it to a child. But the minhag in Klal Yisrael in general is definitely to say we do have Chamar Medina. By Sfardim, it's for this halacha Tisha B'Av, it's not relevant, but it has to be alcoholic. By Ashkenazim, there's all kinds of opinions of what's Chamar Medina. We mentioned this before. Shevet Levi says beer is going to be the best case in this situation. But anyways, different opinions. Juice, tea, coffee, black beer, whiskey, Coke. But they all say you have to have a reviz. The cup has to be a reviz, and you're only supposed to drink, most poskim say you're only supposed to drink male lugmav, which is most of a reviz. Unless you're talking about a child, his male lugmav might actually be a bit less. All right, but many say you have an option. Lamaisa, say you can do or Chamar Medina, or give it to a tinuk for Ashkenazim. That's mentioned clearly also by Kaf HaChaim, Shevet HaLevi, Pesach Tshuvos, Rav Eliashiv, and others. And fine, sorry for that digression. Now, we are back to Taf Kuf Nun Tet, Minhagei Tisha B'Av, Aleph. Okay, a lot of this we're familiar with. Im Chal Tisha B'Av Motzei Shabbos. Now what happens if Tisha B'Av falls out on Motzei Shabbos again? Right, Saturday night begins Tisha B'Av. So then, on Erev Tisha B'Av, right, Shabbos Mincha in the afternoon, Shabbos afternoon, Ein Omrim Tzidkatcha B'Mincha B'Shabbos. We're all familiar, we don't say Tzidkatcha when it's right before a Yontif, and this holiday's Tisha B'Av is also called a Moed. Haggad will mention that again. Here, I'll just say that we're going to see that again in the Shulchan Aruch. It's from the Pasuk in Eicha, the first parak. It's Kra alai moed, and there, when Yirmiyahu is speaking about it, he says Kadosh Baruch Hu called on this day a moed, and the pasuk continues lishbor bachurai, to crush or break the young men, etc. In other words, it was a designated time for the suffering, but the expression of moed, it's really more of a remez in the pshat in the pasuk, but it's also a moed in the sense that it will be a holiday in the future, and we treat it a little bit like a yom tov, such as we don't say tachanun, which we'll get to again. Haga umav dealing b'layla b'tfila kishar motzei shabbos. And right, this we mentioned already. In Maariv we mentioned havdalah tachanun tanu v'im shachach milahavdil. So, and if you forget, go look at Simon Reif Tzadi Dalet, which we briefly addressed yesterday. Umit Palalim Benachat V'Derech Bechi Ka'avelim. And on this day of Tisha B'Av, we daven slowly and with weeping. V'chein Osim
B'Kri... Have you seen people remember this Ramah?
V'chein Osim B'Kriyat Eicha. And so too, when you read Eicha, it should be in a broken voice, and with crying. Every time you say Eicha, the next paragraph of Eicha, Magbia Kolo Yoter, and you raise your voice more. All right, depends on your minhag. Ukisha Magia Chazan LePasuk Hashiveni, and then when you get to the pasuk of Hashiveni at the end, Omri Moto Kahal B'Kol Ram. So the minhag is everybody says it, the whole kahal. V'Yacharkach Mesayim Chazan, and then the Chazan repeats it and says it again. And then they repeat it again. Okay. I think it just read it a little bit louder. But okay, I don't know. Maybe more crying? I don't know. I think just louder. Okay, let's get to Halacha Bet. Bilel Sif Bet. Bilel Tisha B'Av. On the night, mitpalim arvit v'omrim eicha v'kinot. So we all have the menad to say eicha and kinot. Ashkenazim only say eicha at night time. Sfaradim say at night and in the morning. V'omer achar kinos, and after you finish saying kinos, then v'eicha, and you say v'eicha, and you finish. Then you have seder kedusha u'matchil v'ata kadosh. So then, when you say uval etzion, what we call uval etzion, at the night time, everyone skips the first two psukim. Ve'ata kadosh v'ani zot briti, that's at night. In the morning, the Sfaradim also skip the first two psukim. Ashkenazim, they say ve'ata kadosh, and they skip v'ani zot briti. I believe that's what everyone does. I double-checked with a couple machzorim. Of course, there may be different minhagim. V'im chal b'motzei Shabbos ein omrim v'hi noam. And then we skip v'hi noam. V'hi noam is related to Hakama Samikshkan, and now we have a Churban Bayis, so we skip it. Haga, velo lam natseach ben ginot, and we do not say lam natseach ben ginot, it's not ikar part of the Seder Hayom. Velo v'yitein lecha, we do not say v'yitein lecha, which is a skula for Parnasa, because we're not working on Tisha B'Av. Okay. U'mesirin ha-parochet milifni ha-aron, and we remove the parochas, the curtain in front of the Aron Kodesh, Al Shem Bitza Emrato. So again, we're using the same pasuk for anything that has related to clothing or garments, baggage. Okay. Let's see. Okay. I think we're at Gimel. Leo Tisha B'Av V'Yomo, the night and in the morning. At night, well, okay, night and in the morning. It says the day, but it's also mainly referring to the morning. Yoshvim bebeit haKnesset laAretz. We sit on the floor in the Beit Knesset ad tfilas mincha, which basically means until we daven mincha. That's if we daven mincha at Chatzot Hayom. But really, after Chatzot Hayom, the minhag is we are allowed to get up. Now, it's not one of the ikar dinim. It's not one of the five chamisha inuim. But sitting on the floor, I believe it's only mitzad minhag, and the minhag was only in the morning, the night, and in the morning, not the afternoon.
Till chatzos,
yeah. I think it's an accepted minhag by all that stairs are considered the floor. How low to be? So Ashkenazim generally say anywhere below three tefachim. That's what's considered the general minhag. Any low chair or stool that's less than three tefachim. Svaradim, some are makpid less than a tefach, and others are good with anything under than three tefachim as well. Okay. Everyone agrees as far as driving, of course. Whenever you're driving, it's mutter to sit, if not a chiv to sit. That's for safety. That's not the minhag of avelis. All right, same thing in an avel. We mentioned Eicha, I forgot to mention.
But after you finish driving, you shouldn't be sitting and relaxing in the car.
That's true. Don't sit and relax in the car longer than you need to. Okay. It's not like you have 1 second to get off, but as soon as reasonable, yeah, you should not be sitting in there. That's not like a safety box. Anytime you want to go sit down, run to the car. Okay, well put. And then as far as... We say Eicha, right? So just remind us, there's more discussion in Siman Taf Tzadi, but do you say a bracha when you say Eicha? So that depends on the minhag. I don't believe any Sfaradim say the bracha, but the Ashkenazim depends on the minhag, if you say it with a bracha or not, if you're using a klaf. Okay. Okay. Right, so sitting on the floor, right? We mentioned that's like minhagi avelos. Fine. V'achshav nagul ishiv al safseleihem. Now the minhag is we just sit on low benches and not necessarily on the floor. Okay. Miyad achar shiatzim et haKnesset shacharit. And once you leave the shul after chatzot, umarichin imkinos ad me'at kodem chatzos. And we try and stay in shul to say kinos up until chatzos. In other words, once after chatzos, then that's when we're allowed to sit on regular chairs. Okay.
So you finish
Shabbos early, you still have to wait until chatzos, right? Okay, that's what he means. Let's keep reading. Ve'ein madliki nerot b'layla. Now we don't light the lights in the shul, we leave it dark. Ki im ner echad lomar le'oro kinot ve'echa. We just allow one candle for the chazan who's saying Eicha. Mishnah Berurah points out nowadays, you know, everyone has their own book of Eicha and everyone's reading along. So you, for every little area, you just dim the lights and have as little lights as possible. But essentially, one candle, the way he writes it is one candle for every group. So that just enough so that everyone can follow along and read. And he reminds us of the pasuk b'machashakim hoshivani in Eicha Gimel, where Hashem placed us in darkness. So the Rambam is we put physical darkness around the spiritual darkness, and obviously there's physical darkness as well, but not choshech. It's more suffering. Okay, and he points out when you do the bris milah, make sure you turn on the lights. Obviously, you want to know where to cut, but the idea is it's a time of simcha. At that moment, and you turn on the lights not to show avelus at that moment. Okay, Dalet. Ein omrim tachanun velo slichot. We don't say tachanun and slichot, but tisha b'av. Ve'ein ofim al p'neim, and we don't say nefilas apayim, mishum demikre moed. Right, so that we just mentioned a bit earlier. It's a moed. I'll just mention it now. Now, normally we don't do hespedim on Tisha B'Av, but we do on the same day when a chacham passes away, or the same day as the burial, then we still do a hesped that day. But otherwise, we don't. Okay, fine. Let's go on. Haga. According to Torah, ki tolid banim. And then open up the Siddur, we read from Dvarim, Umaftirim birmiyahu asof asifim, he'll gather us. V'cho ha-kadishim, she'omrim achar eicha ad she'otzim l'machar mibit ha-kaneset. All of the kadishim, there's really only one. After eicha, I think it's really only one. The ma'isa comes up in the morning, is where it's the one difference, I think. So then we don't say Ein omrim tiskabel. He's saying you do not say tiskabel at the end of towards the end of Kaddish, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Chorban and did not listen to us to keep it going. So it's not today's not the morning is not the time to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu per se to listen to us. It didn't go very well, so we'll wait till we start reaching the time of Nechama. This is a Ashkenazi minhag in the morning, so you don't say tiskabel in the morning. By Ashkenazi, by Sfaradim, they still do. Okay, ve'en omrim el erech apayim olola matzeach. Okay, we don't say these things. It's a holiday, it's a moed. Ve'lo pitom ha-ketoret, we don't say pitom ha-ketoret because it's limutara. But the post can point out, it depends on your minhag. If it's part of your Seder Hayom, the part of the regular tefillah, and is it at the same status of Korbanos or not? So according to the Rama and the Mishnah Berurah, we wouldn't say it. But the minhag in Eretz Yisrael, by most Ashkenazim as well, is to say it. Just many have the minhag to push it off for Mincha time. Sfaradim say it the same as always. Well, it depends on the minhag. Okay. Let's go on. Ve'ein tzarich l'shanot mekomo b'tisha b'av. And you don't have to change your seat. The minhag is by an avel, when he comes to shul, he switches his seat during the year, or whatever, when he's an avel. But here we don't have to, because everyone's availing. In fact, an avel comes to shul to hear kinos. Just to mention, even if a person can't go to shul, he still says kinos at home. But lechatchila, you want to be in shul with the klal to say kinos. And so an avil also goes, and he doesn't have to sit he's allowed to sit in his regular seat. He's even allowed to get in aliyah, because we're all availing that day. And we're reading the sad psukim anyway from the Torah. That's mentioned in Kaf HaChaim and Pnei Baruch. Okay. Let's go to Hey. Bishata kinot asur l'saper davar v'letzeit chutz. Now, when the shul is saying kinos in shul, everyone's on the floor mourning, you should not be playing, throwing balls, schmoozing, things like that. Kedei shelo yafsik libo mina avel. A person should not stop himself from thinking about being in avel. V'kol shekein shelo lasuach imoved kochavim. And I certainly shouldn't be on the phone or with hanging out with non-Jews who have no concept of Tisha B'Av. Okay. V'nohagim. Lomar k'tzat nechama achar kinos livsok b'nechama. And the custom by most is to say some psukim of nechama at the very end of kinos. Okay. Right. We always want to be optimistic and looking forward. Vav. Im yesh avel ba'ir. If you have an avel in the city, holech b'layla beit haknesset, right, we mentioned this, he goes to the shul. V'gam bayom, ad shigmaru ha-kinos, and also in the morning until kinos is finished, and then he goes back home. An onen would stay home, because an onen is not chayav in mitzvos, and he's not, we're talking about an onen who is not, who has the dinim of an onen, and he's not chayav in mitzvos, so he wouldn't say kinos, he would just sit home. Let's see. Right. And in Avel, it doesn't matter what day it is. Even the first 3 days, he would still go to shul and do kinos with the tzibur. Zayin. Im yesh tinuk. Mincha. I'm not sure what's the general custom by minhag. By mincha. I believe he would. I would assume they would make a minyan for him in his house. And if there's no minyan, he would go to shul. But it depends on the minhag. Zayin. Im yesh tinok lamul. Right, there's no inyan to go to shul for kinos in the mincha time. Zayin. Im yesh tinok lamul. If you have a baby to do a bris milah on Tisha B'Av. So then, malin oto achar shegomrim akinos. So when do you do? Do you do it first thing in the morning? You wait. We wait for after kinos. Okay. Some Svardim have a minhag to wait till after Chatzos, but many do it before Chatzos, and by Ashkenazim in general, they would do it before Chatzos for Zrizim Magdimin, but only after Kinos. First finish with the suffering of Kinos, and then we move, we don't want to be schizophrenic every minute going back and forth, then we move to the Zman of more of Simcha. Okay, not to mix the two. V'yesh mamtinin lemulo adachar chatzos, and some davka wait until after chatzos. And if you don't mind, skip to the Ramah a few words later. V'aminag kisvara rishona. The main minag, certainly by Ashkenazim and many Sfardim, is to do it before chatzos. Okay, let's continue the Shulchan Aruch. Mevarachim birkas hamila below besamim. And then, when we do the bracha of mila, we do not say the bracha of besamim, because it's a tanug. We don't do besamim on Tisha B'Av. Now, Sfardim do this all year long, usually. They say besamim by Amila. I think most Ashkenazim, I think, do not. But anyway, this just makes it more complete for everyone. Ve'ima yoledet metzivim kom Amila. Now, who's going to drink the wine, right? So if there's a woman there, she just gave birth, so of course she's going to be drinking, probably, right? So if she's not fasting, so then yevareich al hakos v'tishte mimenu hayoledet. So then she gets to drink. She gets to drink. Just v'hu shetishma habracha. But we have to educate the woman, the lady who's going to drink. She has to make sure that she listens to the whole bracha, especially berpia gafin. And she doesn't speak and make a hafsik. Between the bracha and drinking the wine itself. Let's say she's not there. So you're still going to say a bracha, but just you're going to make sure you find a child to come. And you give it to drink to the kids. Just make sure they're, again, they have to be bar chinuch, and preferably not mitablim, not understanding what it means to be an avel. And yeah, and they should drink mali lugmav. Okay. Let's see something. Right, and we're not afraid that the tinok is going to learn that he's allowed to drink, because a bris milah doesn't happen that often. Okay. Fine. Chet. Should we do one more? No, we're out. Sorry.